The legislative deadlock over next year's state budget could impact valley crops. In fact, the Alaska Plant Materials Center in Palmer may soon have to look for alternative funding sources to keep its seed potato program going. Breanne Blackburn, a program manager at the Plant Materials Center, says it appears the seed potato program is safe for this year if the legislature decides on a budget.
So we do have funding to keep that program running through this upcoming fiscal year starting July 1, but that funding is limited through that fiscal year.
Blackburn says a one-time increment included in this year's budget pays for one full-time and one seasonal worker. She says the program could be in jeopardy beyond next year. The Plant Materials Center grows first-year seed potatoes, which are sought by growers worldwide for commercial production because they are certified disease-free.
Our seed potato program is the only place in Alaska where you can get certified seed potatoes in the state. And we participate nationally with the Potato Association of America and work with our partnerships all over the country. So it's an important program and one that we work hard to maintain.
Having to import seed potatoes into Alaska raises the risk of bringing in potato diseases.